Galnet News Digest, 23rd of November 3303. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Thargoid secrets revealed by double agent. Dinner is off the menu. Canon Interstellar boycott plea. I should hope not. Thargoid secrets revealed by double agent. Secret squirrel Mark Allen, who has secretly been collaborating with Recon Construction in helping the Thargoids build bigger and better anti-meatbag weapons, has turned double agent and revealed many of the secrets behind the Thargon Swarm during a news conference that's been broadcast live to the galaxy and is still available to watch online, despite the best efforts of Tharg the Mighty, Lord of Polaris and Emperor of the Col 70 Sector, to issue a DMCA takedown. Lord Tharg claims that the secrets of the Swarm are his alone, and that only he and a mysterious character that he refers to only as the Mistress have access to all the details of how the Swarm works. He is, however, claimed to be extremely displeased by Allen's treachery and has promised an extremely unpleasant fate should the unfortunate spy ever fall into Thargoid pincers. The details of the press release are still being pored over by xenoscientists, and their findings are expected in the next few days. Dinner is off the menu. The excesses of fine dining have taken their toll on a number of commanders this week. Two major culinary events have been taking place, in Tarach Tor and in Leasty. One system celebrating its local breweries, the other its regional vineyards. Both food festivals brought in large quantities of rare comestibles to accompany the drunken revelries. But there's a feeling amongst some attendees that the events may have been over-catered. Independent Leasty for Equality bought rabbits and two different sorts of eggs, as well as tranquil tea and a narcotic Tarach spice, totalling 238,000 tons. But their excess was surpassed by the Guardians of Tranquility, who ordered marcorn and tree grubs, and, unusually for a beer festival, milk, brandy, and the infamous Vicious Brew. All in all, the deliveries totaled some 370,000 tons of food and drink. There is reported to be very little appetite for any more food amongst attendees, although Commander Creosote feels that he might be tempted to try just one more little wafer. Canon Interstellar boycott plea. Canon Interstellar has not yet made an official response to pleas from peaceful commanders to boycott the latest initiative from Aegis. Aegis has so far been ineffective in its attempts to destroy Thargoid ships with its own large battlecruisers, and has once before appealed for assistance from commanders of smaller ships to gather tissue samples from Thargoids and then kill the Thargoids. Aegis boss Aidan Tanner wants the latest scientific murder fest to take place in Electra. Much hangs on independent commanders' willingness to forget their moral compass when there's a big bundle of credits at stake. I should hope not. Salty commanders have been complaining this week that a well-known source of cracked industrial firmware, a key component in dirty drive modifications for thrusters, has been repaired. The data point at planetary settlement Dav's Hope had been acting like a faulty cache machine and issuing far too much of this elusive data type. However, following a visit by a helpful second technician, the data point is now reported to be in working order again, and scannable, as it should be, at weekly intervals. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.